You have to figure out how many times 16 goes into 40. It doesn't go in evenly.
Right.
Then you have to measure out exact amount of scent. And so then they have to mix it. They have to pour it at the correct temperature because scent is temperature sensitive.
Right.
And so they use these scents to do all that. So something that's really important to us is to the extent that we can, using like environmentally friendly materials. So that's the reason for the soy.
Okay.
And it's the reason why we use phthalate-free scents, which mean that they don't have phthalates, which, you know, could be harmful to health. We don't want to be breathing those in as we're pouring them. We're working with pregnant women, but we also don't want our customers to be breathing in phthalates. So all of our fragrances are either all natural or phthalate free.
Okay.
I mean, all of them are phthalate free. Some of them are also all natural.
Okay.
Now,
is there anything else special, I guess, about using soy as a,
mm-hmm.
the main mixture for the candle, besides the fact that it's natural, organic? Is it like known to retain the smell more or something like that? Because I did mention, like, as soon as I opened it, it was pretty potent.
So we use scent that's specially formulated for soy wax. So our soy wax is it's not organic, but it's non-genetically modified wax, which is important to us. One of the biggest reasons we use soy is because the other mainstream options for candle wax are petroleum based, so paraffin is what is used in a normal candle.
Right.
And when you burn a paraffin candle, essentially you're burning a petroleum based product, which has potential health implications.
Yeah.
So we try to stay away from that. And then palm wax or beeswax are other options. Palm wax in particular is really has some serious implications for the environment because they clear cut forest and then plant palm trees to harvest the oil. And so we decided a while ago we don't want to use palm wax. And beeswax is a specialized product that we don't have the expertise in. So we're experts in soy.
Yeah.
And we feel good about how it burns. We feel good about how you can regrow a soybean and you don't have to, you know, use the techniques of getting petrol. So as our participants, you know, mix the candles, they pour them, they make sure they have the size right, the correct wick. The wick needs to be centered. And then, you know, this, for example, wouldn't meet the quality standard because it's a drip.
Right.
So they learn about quality standards and what would and would not meet the quality standards.
Mm.
So, for example, if she sent this candle to the finishing team, they might send it back and say, you need to fix that before it goes to the quality control because it won't pass our quality standards. So they're really holding themselves accountable for quality and holding each other and figuring out how to communicate that effectively, professionally, and fix their, and to take ownership of it.
Definitely.
To fix it. So after they dry, so these candles were poured, you know, just maybe a couple of hours ago, so they're still drying. As of tomorrow morning, they'll be what we call cured.
Okay.
And they'll be ready to go to a finishing team.
Got it.
And the finishing team, just what Jasmine is working on now. Will you describe the finishing team?
So, as Dana explained, with pouring, the candles will get mixed with wax and scent.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a little foggy, they'll get wicked. And then once they harden like this, they come back and get like a finishing touch, so they get the wicks trimmed to an appropriate height. They get top labels. Some of them get wraps and bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go over here to quality inspection. So Kelly, myself, or Samantha will double check the quality of the work. And then this pile back here is rejects.
Oh, no.
That were,
don't take a photo.
Yeah. Candles that were
fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, they do get fixed.
Oh, okay. Well,
yep. But yeah, we just want to make sure like all of our ladies understand the meaning of really good quality.
Definitely.
So we send them back, just not like as a punishment thing, but just to say like, hey, you know, this doesn't look too great.
Right.
You know, how can we improve our
work?
Well, like anything,
like, you know, if, I'm sure if they go out and purchase something,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a retail fashion, it's like,
totally.
This looks kind of messed up.
Yeah.
I want you to take this back. So, no, that's great. Because then you
exactly.
get both sides of it. My background is in like retail, and I'm an account manager now. So yeah, so when people are like unhappy, and then it's like, again, you have to hold, you see like both sides of it, like when you're the customer, and then when
you're giving customer service, you're like,
okay, I understand.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, so that's great that that's being like reiterated, and like, okay,
when we have this, let's
fix it versus like, you know, wasting it or something like that. Yeah. So.
And that's also, I'm glad you brought that up. That's like also a really good training thing we teach them, like, you know, pick up this candle. Would you buy this in a store? You know, if you knew what we knew about the quality and pouring and finishing, if the label's slightly off, would you still purchase it? Mm-hmm. If the wick was like all the way to the left, like, would you still buy that candle? Right. So you have to ask yourself that too, before it even goes back to quality. But the good thing is like all of them get caught, all of them get checked, and all of them, you know, go out.
Right.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. These are all of our labels, so like they can count out the appropriate labels.
Did you ladies like design the labels in house?
We didn't. We worked with a designer who helped us kind of streamline it, make it all look. These are the old ones. So we just launched our new line September 1st. So you can see the difference between our old lavender,
right,
and our new lavender.
I definitely like the redo.
Yeah,
we do. Like, you always see how simple and like more creative it gets. So yeah, it's totally.
Yeah. And we did some kind of focus groups and some research on what people who buy candles really were looking for, and this was more aligned with what they were looking for, kind of the more feminine floral decorous kind of thing, as opposed to just the color block. So we're really excited about the new line. And the white bark pine, like I said, is our best-selling holiday item. And then pumpkin chai and holiday citrus are new for this year, too.
So how often do you roll out the new flavors? Or no, new flavors, the new scents?
Yeah.
Is it like a quarterly basis, I guess, or like seasonal?
We have seasonal products. Okay. So we have holiday seasonal. We have three holiday seasonal items. So pumpkin chai, white bark pine, and holiday citrus. We have a Mother's Day candle that we roll out. It's a really important holiday for us to celebrate here. Definitely. And candles and moms go so well together. Yeah. Too.
That's true.
So we do that especially. And then we have a summer citronella candle.
Okay.
And then next fall we'll come up probably with an additional or a different new holiday item. So we try and change it a little bit. And, you know, we just launched this line of six scents in September. We'll give it a year, see how it's going, see what customer feedback is, and then maybe we'll make a tweak. We'll drop one that's not as popular and add a new one or something, or we'll just add an additional one if we have the capacity for it. But we're really trying to focus on what the customer feedback is.
Definitely. Because you're not necessarily like white Yankee candle. Like.
No. No. I mean, and like, it's all hand done. Yeah, so everything that we add, we have to train somebody on, and they're only here 12 weeks.
Right.
So we intentionally turn over our entire trained workforce on the production floor every 12 weeks. Right. So the best people were like, you know, we want them to leave, the best trained people. And so we also, as we're developing product, want to make sure that it's streamlined and easy for, it's an easy skill to learn for someone who's never had work experience. It's an easy skill that you can master in a short period of time. And so we want to make our product line concise, and so we can train on quality control. Everybody knows how every scent smells and can identify it without looking at the label before they leave, because they know what that smell is.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that that level of quality of service continues with them. Awesome. Yeah. So for example, these were all poured. They were poured today. You can kind of feel that they're a little warm still. So they'll see these have little, this happens sometimes when the wick, there's a bubble underneath the wick, and so they'll heat gun it and make sure that the top is totally smooth.
Okay.
Then they'll label them, and then they'll get sent out. They'll get put in the boxes that Jasmine's working on.
Nice.
Yeah, and then they'll go out. Okay. The other piece that I failed to mention earlier was that we have a second line of business, which we call candle rental.
Okay.
So we rent unscented votives to event venues and catering companies.
Oh, wow.
Mostly for the wedding industry, but also nonprofit events and other sorts of parties and things. We rent these out to companies, and they use a rack of 49 votives. It's a single-use votive that then gets
burn down, and then they return the glass to us.
Okay.
We have a delivery driver, Sam. She comes and picks it up and drops it off. And they return the glass and the rack to us so that we can refill the candle. And this is a really exciting piece of our business plan.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Nobody else is doing it.
Definitely.
And it provides continuous work for our program. So even when scented candles are not as popular, like I'd say, like in the middle of August when it's really hot out.
Right.
That's wedding season.
Yeah.
It's the height of it. And so we can continue to have work for the young moms in our program by providing this candle rental option.
That's awesome.
And you know, there are a lot of eco-friendly brides and grooms and green restaurants and catering companies that are really interested in low waste options or no waste options, and this can help them with that. So we're excited to grow our community business.
Yeah.
Like Jasmine said, as soon as all this is finished, it goes to our quality rack, which you can see they've checked off today, and they shipped out a whole bunch of stuff. So all of these made it to our quality through our quality check.
Lovely.
And they're on the shelf, ready to go for tomorrow. Awesome. The orders that are coming in or that are ready to go out tomorrow are right here.
So I saw like online that there was several different streams as far as business goes. So retail-wise, you guys do a lot of have a strong partnership with Whole Foods.
Right.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did that kind of develop? And I guess what's the beauty of being with Whole Foods? And I think I saw some other, because you guys are a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And I believe I saw a couple other, like, local, more, not necessarily eccentric, but, like, more localized shops,
boutiques.
Home goods boutiques. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how did those partnerships develop, and what's the importance of those partnerships?
You did your research. So Whole Foods is a great example of a true partner for our organization, and Bright Endeavors in particular. The partnership developed probably 4 years ago when we sold into one store that we had a personal connection with, candles. And then we had our salesperson at that time started to talk with the buyers in this store, that store, this store. So I think our first store was the Evanston South store.
Okay.
And then it moved into Lakeview store, and then it moved into Lincoln Park store, and then we were in the Gold Coast, and then the South Loop, and then from there we just expanded as some of the stores started to take notice of the sales velocity in the other stores. They started to be more interested in hearing about our candles, so when our salesperson called on them, they were really open to it. So it was really a one-by-one sales, you know, kind of outreach to the stores until we kind of reached a critical mass of stores that were ordering our products in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we went to their regional whole body team and talked with them and told them about, here's the story behind our candles. Here's why our candles are so incredible and really different from the other candles that you have already in the store. And they approved us as a regional product. All of the stores in the region, and that's including Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indianapolis, Michigan, can buy our candles.
That's awesome.
So we're working to branch out even beyond just Illinois.
Yeah.
And it's happening. So for our holiday products, we're in the majority of the regional stores with our holiday candles in particular, and we're excited about kind of the opportunities from there.
Yeah.
In addition, why Whole Foods in particular is such a great partner is because they're also willing to work with us as an employer partner. So they're willing to and have in the past hired graduates from our program.
That's awesome.
Yep. And they're working on kind of a more structured approach to doing that more easily for our graduates. And they also let us go there for kind of a quarterly career outing where we go from Bright Endeavors, our business or our employer engagement specialist, you know, develops the relationship with the store HR team, and then goes from Bright Endeavors with our group of 8 to 15 young moms goes over to Whole Foods, and then they give us a tour and they talk about all the different ways you can engage in a career in grocery management or retail and in the grocery industry, what the benefits are for working for Whole Foods, what the quality expectations are and standards, those kinds of things. So it's really cool to see how Whole Foods can kind of partner together, not just by selling our candles, but truly, you know, they've come in, they've had volunteer days where Whole Foods has had their staff come in and make candles alongside our participants or help us with painting the loft or things like that.
Yeah.
So that's a great example of how we would like to see other kind of chains mm-hmm. develop relationships with Bright Endeavors. Boutiques, it's often that they'll hear about our product mm-hmm. through either a catalog that they, you know, are looking through mm-hmm. or they go into a competitor's store and they see our product yeah. or they just hear about us through blogs
yeah.
or social media or things and they call on us and ask us to send them a catalog and a sample.
Mm-hmm.
Our sales and marketing coordinator, Allie, does most of that, but she will also do a lot of outreach to individual boutiques or key accounts that would be, you know, particularly interested in our candles. And so we're looking to expand definitely our wholesale business.
Yeah.
By just getting in front of more stores.
Definitely.
We have a good product and we have a really great mission.
Oh.
And so once they hear that, we often feel like they're kind of bought in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially it's you know, I did a similar interview, but I don't know if you're familiar with Be Love.
Yeah, they're so great.
Yeah, so I interviewed Be Love like maybe a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and you know, that was the whole thing too. It's, you know, it's the quality mm-hmm. overall that's of course going to sell, but the mission is what really gets people in. But it's not a like, oh, I'm going to buy it because I'm having, you know, I feel sympathetic or something. It's like, no, it's because it's a great quality product and people are changing lives and changing their own lives at the same time. And you want to support that, not sympathize for it.
Exactly.
So
we want to be seen as a business that provides great quality candles and great quality job training
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the flip.
Yes.
You know, we provide awesome job training and great supports for young moms. And we do that by making beautiful candles. But it's really important to us that our candles stand alone as a good quality candle on the shelf. For someone who doesn't really think about the mission or doesn't know about it or doesn't really care, that it's a good quality that will stand up to the competition is crucial for us to grow and to continue to provide jobs. Because if our candle isn't going to compete in the marketplace, then we can't grow.
Right.
So, and it's really important to us to grow our candle sales and our programming together mm-hmm. so that we have enough people making the candles
right.
at the same time as sales grow and that it's not out of whack, like too many people on the production floor and not enough sales or vice versa.
Right.
It's really difficult for us. And so it's like an art and a science growing both together. So this is an inventory.
Okay.
They're not updated today because our employer specialist is on vacation today. She'll be back tomorrow. But she cultivates this list of job leads. So these are, for example, partnerships that she's created or employers that have indicated a willingness to hire opportunity youth, which is the group that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so she cultivates the job orders and then puts them up. So she'll either do screenings where she does an interview with them to determine if they're a good fit for the job,
mm-hmm.
or they can just apply online. She indicates that. And then she also will put up any job fairs that are coming up. And anytime anybody is here and wants to go to a job fair, it's always an excused absence. So they can always go to a job fair and miss their work here at Bright Endeavors.
Got it.
They just have to request the time off, which is totally fine.
Got it.
Yeah, so that's our job search system. And then, of course, you know, they can do self-engaged job search too.
Okay. Maybe not.
It's an inventory room.
Lovely.
So inventory is a little bit low because it's the holidays. It's about double this.
So, but these are you don't use, these are regularly sold.
Correct.
Smaller
yeah.
size. Okay.
Exactly. So these are the scented ones. Okay. We have four sizes of candles. It's the same glass that we use for the candle rental. Mm-hmm. You're right. But we sent these.
Okay.
And sell them.
Got it.
So we have four sizes. We have our 3-ounce votive, our 4-ounce fountain, our 8-ounce retreat tin, and then our 11-ounce. This was the large glass.
Yeah.
So amazing. Those are the four sizes that we have.
Okay.
And then our holiday scents are in that section. A little bit sold through at this point, so they're making more.
No, the ladies involved with helping inventory at all is more the focus with, you know, that more production side.
At this time of year, the focus is on production.
Right.